The tax cuts are set to expire at the end of this month, but as part of President Obama's American Jobs Act, they can be continued. There is widespread support for the cuts, but many people disagree about how to pay for them. President Obama proposed a 3.25% surtax on incomes over $1 million that Senate Republicans blocked. Democrats are now offering a similar plan, but lowered the rate to 1.9%. Republicans would prefer a plan that incorporated spending cuts rather than taxing the wealthy. Mayor Buckhorn's opinion was neither here nor there.
That's way above my pay grade. I think what the president has proposed, as best I can tell, is a combination of both. I think that's the appropriate way to do it. I think we all have an obligation as Americans to share in the burden and also to share in prosperity. And so I am supportive of anything by any methods that puts my constituents back to work, to gives them a fighting chance to withstand this recession. But we desperately need that lifeline, if you will, and that $1,500 that would accrue to the people that I represent, Janelle, and that listen to your radio station.
The $1,500 Buckhorn mentioned comes from a projection on how much the average household would save. North Carolina Mayor Bill Bell was also on the call, and U.S. Small Businesses Administrator Karen Mills said both states stand to save their residents an important sum of money.
Typical Florida household making $46,000, that means $1,430 back in their pockets. For North Carolina household making $42,000, that means $1,300 back in their pockets. I know there's a countdown clock on whitehouse.gov, shows how much time Congress has to act, and a tax calculator so folks can see exactly what the impact will be on their taxes if Congress doesn't act. Now is not the time to pull back.
Buckhorn hopes the Senate will vote to expand the cuts. He says he's worried about many Tampa residents if a compromise is not found.
They are deciding whether to choose between paying electric bills and paying medical bills or putting food on their table. And I mean, I can't tell you what that's like for a mayor to actually to live it, to breathe it, to see it happen to your friends and to your neighbors, and particularly in the state of Florida. As many of you know on this call, we have been particularly hard hit by the collapse of the real estate industry. I think the Tampa area has shed more construction jobs than virtually anywhere in the country.
And the proposed payroll tax cut expansion would also help small businesses. Mills visited cities nationwide, including Tampa. She said the business owners she met along the way need the cuts to pass.
Small businesses have expressed to me that what would make them more optimistic and create more jobs is to have more cash in their businesses, and that's certainly what the other part of the payroll tax cut for small businesses would do for them.
The added cash flow, Mills added, would allow small businesses to grow, which would mean more jobs. She said it is a crucial step towards strengthening the faltering economy. Congress has until December 31st to make a decision. If they do not, payroll taxes will jump from 4.2% to 6.2% in January. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.